With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Federal judge has ruled Kilmar Abrego Garcia must be freed from immigration detention while he fights his deportation. Earlier in the evening, he has now been released. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
U.S. District Judge Paul Azenas in Maryland ordered Immigration and Customs Enforcement to let Abrego Garcia go immediately, writing that federal authorities had detained him again after his return to the United States without any legal basis. She wrote, quote, "For this reason, the court will grant Abrego Garcia's petition for immediate release from ICE custody." The Department of Homeland Security sharply criticized the decision and vowed to appeal, calling the ruling naked judicial activism by a judge appointed during the Obama administration. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Questions about aviation safety dogging a massive defense bill before Congress. Here's Jennifer King with that story.
The 3,000-page National Defense Authorization Bill was passed Wednesday by the House, but senators are pushing for changes. Federal crash investigators and victims' families warned that provisions in the legislation would make flying less safe. The bill currently allows military helicopters to fly without broadcasting their locations, which would undo reforms put in place after January's deadly collision between a passenger plane and a military helicopter over Washington, D.C. Jennifer King, Washington.
A different kind of misery for those in Gaza. Very heavy rain now drenching tent camps and dropping temperatures, chilling Palestinians as they huddle inside them. A winter storm known as Byron descended on the war-battered territory. Washington State under a state of emergency from torrential rain, sending rivers overflowing, causing mudslides and trapping people in floodwaters. To make matters worse, another storm system coming in Sunday. This is SRN News. A battle over faith is raging north of the border.
In the province of Quebec, lawmakers are considering a hate crimes law that would bar any and all religious expressions in public. It's aimed at Muslims who sometimes pray in public, but Muslim, Christian, and other faith leaders are railing against the legislation. Analysts say the measure would also bar Christians from wearing a cross and Muslim women from wearing a hijab. Religious freedom guarantees in Canada are not as strong as here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will be on the ballot in two states in 2026. Nevada's government will ask residents to approve an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the Constitution for the second time as required by state law. Virginians will likely see a similar initiative. Last month, voters there submitted a majority for Democrats in the state legislature and the House of Delegates as well. This is SRN News. A private funeral has been held for a West Virginia National Guard member who was shot to death last month in the nation's capital. Rich Thomason reports.
20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom was laid to rest this week with full military honors at the West Virginia National Cemetery in Grafton. Beckstrom and Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolfe were ambushed as they patrolled a subway station three blocks from the White House November 26th. Beckstrom died the next day. Wolfe remains in a hospital in Washington. A 29-year-old Afghan national who was also shot has been charged with murder. He's pleaded not guilty. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More than 18,000 Amtrak workers getting a nice little bonus right before Christmas, a $900 bonus. Department of Transportation says the bonus will come from Amtrak's executive leadership team bonus packages. More details, srnnews.com.